Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We are going to get back to normal, and it's going to be normal for people who have been vaccinated, and it's going to be more risky for people who are not. And that's the message that I hope people hear.
I am among the fully vaccinated, joined Team Pfizer, and I did go jogging today in the park. This was the mask that I wore with a doctor's mask under it.
Actions speak much more loudly than words.
What grade are you giving yourselves? I know it's early. What grade are you giving yourselves first 100 days?
On the first 100 days, look, Gail, I will let others grade.
But well, then I guess you get an F.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
How many do you think there are?
There are many more than two biological sexes. In fact, there are six.
You think there are a lot near? How could...
Several scientific studies proving that the male advantage is immutable and that there, in fact, are two sexes.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
The G-Men raided Rudy Giuliani's home in Manhattan today, and they sent seven agents. So I guess he raided a lot less attention than Roger Stone did.
No amphibious vehicles?
No amphibious vehicles, no drones hovering overhead. I don't know, just a mere seven agents so far. But they also went to the home of in D.C. of Victoria Tensing. She is the lawyer and the wife of Joe DeGeneva, and they grabbed her cell phone pursuant to a search warrant. This is according to Politico. Tensing's home was not searched, and officials indicated that she is not a focus of the probe. And Bernie Kerik, the former New York City police commissioner, confirmed the search, and he said, "I find it extremely concerning that the mayor has been attempting to cooperate through his attorney, Mr. Costello, for almost 2 years, and they ignore those attempts, only to show up today to execute a search warrant for materials when all they had to do was ask for it, which raises the question as to why the search warrant was executed. Why did they send seven people to his house?" Well, Bernie knows the answer to that. It's more theater. Meanwhile, Andrew Giuliani, that's the mayor's son. He's thinking about running for governor. He's been filling in at Newsmax here as an anchor sometimes. He also talked to the press outside the apartment this afternoon. He said, "This is disgusting. This is absolutely absurd, and it's the continuing politicization of the Justice Department, as we have seen. And it has to stop. If this can happen to the former president's lawyer, this can happen to any American. Enough is enough. The only piece of evidence that they did not take up there today was the only piece of incriminating evidence that is in there," meaning the Hunter Biden laptop.
Any American, whether you're red or blue, should be extremely disturbed by what happened here today, by the continued politicization of the Justice Department. This is disgusting. This is absolutely absurd, and it's the continued politicization of the Justice Department that we have seen.
Following his brief remarks, Andrew started walking inside when a reporter shouted out that a judge had signed the warrant. I'll answer that, an Obama-era judge signed off on that. Yeah. 339, "Where's the ACLU?" Yeah, I know, exactly. Well, the ACLU did come out against criminalizing or outlawing menthol cigarettes today. I'll give them that. But they should be involved in this as well. 508 says, "It's not about investigating Rudy. It's fishing for new Trump stuff to investigate ahead of 2024. I tend to agree with that, 508. I think they want to flip. That's what they always do. They're always looking to flip somebody who can point the finger at somebody higher up. And as high up as Giuliani is, Trump is higher up in the chain of deplorables, in irredeemables, in bitter clingers. So that's what they're going to try to do here. It's the former president did a podcast with Dan Bongino. As you know, Dan Bongino is the guy who's going to start his own radio show in the Rush Limbaugh time slot the next month, about a month from now. But he's still doing a podcast, and so he actually had a pretty good interview with Bongino. And we'll play a couple of cuts, and then we'll start taking some more calls here. We'll take a lot of calls this hour. But he's talking about how, again, he didn't mention the Giuliani raid because it hadn't happened when they recorded this. But he was talking about the deficiencies in the court system as judged by the 2020 election. Cut 8.
How screwed up is a court system when they say the president of the United States doesn't have standing to fight a corrupt election? But this was a corrupt election, not only with dead people voting, not only with illegal immigrants voting, not only with all of these people from out of state voting and so many other things and time limits and everything else. This was corrupt in that they didn't have the right to make these changes. Like in Georgia, they have a consent decree. They didn't have the consent decree, which made it very, very, the governor has, it's just terrible the job they've done.
And the recount continues in Maricopa County, Arizona. The Democrats are frantically trying to stop the recount from going on. They've got this new system of trying to scan the ballots to figure out which ones are fraudulent or not. And of course, the Democrats have flooded the zone with their lawyers trying to stop the recount. I mean, it's a moot point in one sense, but yet you still want to know exactly how bad the problems were. So again, the recurring question: what happens in 2024? Cut 9.
I think the most likely term, if I do that, and I am giving it the most serious consideration, as you can imagine, and based on every poll that I'm seeing and everything else, it's something that is, you know, very positive. Nobody's seen anything more positive. So I'm giving it very serious consideration. If you do it, I think probably the most appropriate time would be right after the 22 election.
Yeah. 844-500-4242. And let's play one more Ted Cruz cut. I just saw it. I'm just looking at the cut sheet here. This is another Ted Cruz cut about John Kerry, on the National Security Council and the climate czar, giving up classified information about Israeli raids in Syria to the Iranians. Cut 14.
Because you cannot vote to confirm a rabid anti-Israel conspiracy theory tweeting radical to the number 3 position in the Department of Defense and then claim you're a reliable friend of Israel.
I'm not sure that was Kerry he was talking about. It's maybe different. 844-500-4242. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
I'm in Central Maine, and I just wanted to say that our governor, after all this time, has us more shut down still than some other parts of New England, and it's really sad because my father is not doing well at all. We just had to put him in a nursing home a couple of weeks ago, and we can see him. They've been really nice. I'm not blaming the nursing home, but it's very hard to spend any time with him, and we have to wear a mask, and we can't even give him a hug. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I've heard a lot of people say this, Phil. You know that they, this is not good for the people that are in the nursing homes. They're already in you know, declining health, and it really helps to have some kind of human contact with the people they're close to and their relatives.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. It's just been tearing me apart. But and I was hoping, we actually had a Republican legislator try to introduce a bill to try to ease up on the mandates a little bit. And, of course, the Democrats, from what I understand, they've already voted it down.
And yeah.
They have the majority up here, so we're really screwed. Not to mention the debt they've been piling up since we lost our last governor.
Well, you know, I mean, even in the states where they have Republican majorities in the legislature, if you have a Democrat governor, I mean, look at North Carolina, look at Michigan, look at Pennsylvania. I mean, those states are still more shut down than Florida and Texas because the Democrat governors are really just enthralled with this power that they have. She's getting off on it, just like Gretchen Whitmer, just like Tom Wolf, just like Pritzker in Illinois, Parker in Massachusetts, Scott in Vermont. They're all peas in a pod, aren't they, Phil?
Yes, they are. They're killing us. They're killing us up here. They stole a lot of us out of work. I'm a stagehand and I've been an audio tech my whole life long. And up until the COVID thing, I was the economy was smoking hot and I was working a lot. And I'm in a state where there's limited production work, and I was still right out crazy, and it's been insane. We've been out of work. I mean, we've had a little bit of sporadic stuff, but for the most part, a bunch of us, you know, there's been a whole bunch of people out of work for over a year now because of the shutdown, EDC, and it's got to stop. I don't know when it's going to stop, but it's got to stop at some point.
Thanks for the call, Phil. I wish I could offer you more more optimism, but. I don't know when it stops, you know, and they're reporting in Massachusetts, oh, it's going to be wide open on August 1st. Who really believes that? Seriously. You really think Charlie Parker is going to give up the reins voluntarily? I don't think so.
There's a
new,
lot at stake here.
There will be a new wave. There will be a new variant. There will be a new mutant. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen now more than ever. And whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. One of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for by putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. I've told you about the classic rock I listen to. Sometimes I listen to classic old-time radio, Dragnet. You believe it or not, Dragnet was a great radio show. The Lineup, Tales of the Texas Rangers, Gangbusters. These are great old-time shows. They'll give you a lot of laughs. And
I go for more of the horror old-time radio, Inner Sanctum, shows like that, really great shows.
Yeah. I mean, you can get those, too. I mean, anything you like. Suspense, yes. Guaranteed to keep you in suspense. And, I mean, this is great stuff. I mean, some people like Jack Benny, believe it or not. That was a pretty Seinfeld-like show in its early days. Check it out. The great thing about it is you're not going to bother anybody else in your home. You're not going to have one of the kids or your wife complaining because you're listening by yourself. And the sound quality is great on these shows. With Raycons, and they cost half the price of other premium brands. Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime. With water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. 6 hours of playtime? That's 12 Dragnets. Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. The best part, Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. Whether you want to listen to classic rock or classic old-time radio or suspense, Inner Sanctum, Murder at Midnight, anything, Raycon is the way to go. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
Judge denies Democrats' request to stop Maricopa County audit. That's Arizona. That's Phoenix. That's been going on for a while. Again, the Dems are frantic to stop it for obvious reasons. Take a screen break today with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer water and sweat-resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should children under 16 get vaccinated?
No, they should not.
I'm surprised that 16% feel that they should.
Yeah. So here's a criticism of me. I think it's not quite on target here from 978. I don't understand why you're not more supportive of people who decide to exercise their freedom and decide whether to vaccinate themselves. I'm just saying that, you know, I made the decision because I chose the path of least resistance. I'm not that concerned, given my age and my health, about dying. But if I do, I mean, I've got to die eventually anyway. If other people feel threatened by that, then those frightened people can get vaccinated and or stay home. That's not my problem. And historically, it has never been my problem. I'm not demanding that anybody take the vaccine. I don't think that's my prerogative to tell people whether or not to take the vaccine. Everybody has to decide for themselves. I mean, I just thought that guy whose daughter was going to drop out of college rather than get a vaccine, I thought that was a little bit of an overreaction. 844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie. First time, long, long time. I grew up in Ward 19 as a kid. I think you got a kick out of this. I played in a youth hockey league, an over 30 hockey league, I should say.
Yes.
John Kerry was on. John Kerry was on the not on the team. He was on one of the opposing teams. We were sponsored by various businesses. He was sponsored by Frost. He was on Frost Cadillac's team.
Yeah.
Right. But he used to show up in a state trooper car, chauffeured. He used to show up in a chauffeured state trooper's car at the Natick Twin Rinks out there back in the early 80s.
This is when he was the first assistant DA in Middlesex County, probably, or maybe the lieutenant governor.
One of the two, but that's how he showed up. But we also had to collect $5 from everybody, right, to pick for the ice.
I've told this story. I heard the story from a different person, but go ahead, Jack. It bears repeating. Go ahead. You had to collect. I wonder what happened when you passed the hat to the war hero.
Oh, you'd get the "I'll catch you next week" line. You know, that was his line. No matter who was collecting, "I'll catch you next week." But it was incredible. The guy was. He'd circle around in center ice, slapping his stick on the ice, looking for the puck. He wouldn't go into any other zone but center ice. He was unbelievable. Clown.
He was a great athlete, Jack. Don't you know he ran the marathon one year? He can't remember the year. He's the only guy that ever ran the marathon that can't remember the year. And he tracked a 24-point buck down on the Cape when he was hunting. No one has seen a 24-point buck on the Cape since the Pilgrims landed in 1620, but he was there. He's a great athlete, and you should be honored to have been allowed to pick up the tab for him to play at the rink in Natick. Thanks for the call, Jack. Sheila, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sheila.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? Hey, I just kind of wanted to see what your feeling was if tonight, after the president's speech, every Republican in the chambers tonight stood up and ripped up his speech.
Well, I don't think they're going to have copies of it, but I don't think they're going to be as impolite as Madam Speaker was last year. I think if I had to guess, I would say Tim Scott, the Republican senator from South Carolina, who's going to deliver the rebuttal, will do a much better job in every regard, whether it's reading from the teleprompter or delivering well-reasoned arguments than Dementia Joe will. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Have you heard about this thing with Stacey Abrams? You know, she wrote an op-ed piece for USA Today about 3 weeks ago, right before Major League Baseball pulled the All-Star game out of Atlanta. And she began the piece by saying, "Boycotts work. The focused power of no, trained on corporate actors, used to being told yes, can yield transformative results." 2 days later, Major League Baseball announced it was yanking the All-Star game out of Atlanta. $100 million out of a predominantly black metropolitan area. And guess what? She was allowed by USA Today to stealth edit her basic call for a boycott. She changed the words. She changed one sentence about how she was basically for a boycott. And USA Today finally has admitted that they stealth edited it. Gannett issued an apology. They own USA Today. Issued an apology yesterday for neglecting to affix an editor's note to the retroactively edited USA Today op-ed. "We regret the oversight in updating the Stacey Abrams column." She was taking a lot of heat because this $100 million that's lost, a lot of it was going to black businesses, and they were angry about it. And so she was claiming that she hadn't lobbied Major League Baseball, even though Fox News has reported that she did, in fact, lobby Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, to pull the All-Star game out of Atlanta and to move it to a white state, Colorado, with more restrictive voting laws than Georgia, and put it in a stadium that's named after the Coors brothers, who were, they're deceased now, Coors Beer, but they were sued for discriminating against blacks and Mexicans, and they used to give lie detector tests to employees to find out if they were gay. But that's okay to have the game in Colorado and in Coors Field. Yeah, so Stacey Abrams was embarrassed, and she thought it was not going to help her political career. So they let her stealth edit it, and then they didn't bother to tell anybody that they had changed the original column. It was an oversight. As soon as we recognized there was no editor's note, you know how they recognized it? They were called out by conservative bloggers. "We added it to the page to reflect her changes. We have reviewed our procedures to ensure this does not occur again." Yeah, right. And they wonder why people don't trust the mainstream media. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, Howie. Hey, I wanted to talk about this $5 million that Trump wanted for the wall. How many walls could we have built with all the checks that Biden's writing these days?
Oh, I know. But he, you know, Joe Biden, you know, he said, didn't he, that when he took office that he was going to tear down the wall? Now he's talking about reinforcing it in places because this is such a disaster, what's occurred down there.
Is it a crisis or a disaster?
It's both, isn't it?
It's something else. He should have just left it alone.
But it was one of the signature accomplishments of the Trump administration after 30 years of ever worsening chaos on the borders. He got it under control. It even took Trump a couple of years to do it. He had to negotiate all these deals with the Northern Triangle countries and with Mexico. He had to give him a lot of foreign aid. And as soon as they got in, they ended the Remain in Mexico program. They ended the subsidies to the Northern Triangle countries to keep them to keep the indigents down there rather than coming up here and becoming a burden on our society. And you know, they they I think want these people to come into the country. They need to create an underclass. They need to create a new underclass. Trump got so many people out of poverty, off of welfare, off of the food stamp rolls, and you know, he got a higher percentage of the Black and Hispanic vote than any Republican candidate since Richard Nixon in 1960. And they wanted to reverse those gains for the Republican Party. The Democrats like their voters to be miserable and dependent. Thanks for the call, Jerry. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Howie. Kevin from Worcester. I think I remember you on the Jerry Williams Show. That's how far I go back with you.
Thank you.
This girl who wants to leave college, you should be supporting her.
I should? Why?
Absolutely.
I mean, I want her to have a job. You know, a couple of teachers texted me and say, "Don't let her leave college. We need some reinforcements, some conservative reinforcements here in the public schools."
So right, but you've become part of the vaccinated crowd who says you're not vaccinated, you're the problem. That's you now, Howard.
No, it's not. I don't. If she doesn't want to get it, I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you have to make compromises in life. You have to make decisions that don't seem to be the short term decision that you would want to make, but you do it for the long term. I mean, when I got out of college, I could have made more money as working as a bartender than I could as a reporter. I made more money my last year at the Colony Hotel than I made at the newspaper for 2 or 3 years. But I knew the long-term objective was to get into journalism, Kevin. I mean, sometimes you have to do that, don't you? It's part of being an adult.
She's a young woman who's being forced to do something that's experimental. They have no idea what it's all about. You should be supporting her. But you folded because you got vaccinated. You think everybody else just folded.
I don't think, Kevin, because I got vaccinated, I'm not telling anybody what to do. That's, you know, I'm not a liberal. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not telling anybody what to do. I just think that, you know, you got to think these things through. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I this whole thing, even on the other side, it's becoming some kind of a religious thing. You know, you're either in the cult or you're not in the cult. I just I took the vaccine because it was free. It was offered to me. I didn't have to make an appointment. I just had to, you know, they called me up and they said, you just call back to the physician we have. I can walk to the physician from where I live in Florida. I walked there. I got the two vaccines. And now I don't have to worry about it. I mean, that's my personal decision. I leave it up to everybody else. I'm not telling anybody else what to do. Anybody can do whatever they want. I didn't tell my kids what to do. You know, I have young daughters that are in their early to mid 20s, and I didn't tell them what to do. I leave it up to them. I didn't tell the mailroom manager what to do. She wanted to get the J&J. They had an appointment scheduled for her. The day she was going to get it, they pulled the vaccine. Now it's back. She got it today. It's up to you. Bruce from the Mets says, I understand why you got your vaccine, but I'm not going to. I understand, Bruce, and no one's telling you to. You know, Bruce, I know, likes to go down to Florida sometimes, but, you know, I think he can still keep getting on a plane. I just don't want the hassle. That's all. 844-500-4242. If I were a young woman and, you know, I was thinking about having a kid, and I would be a lot more concerned than I am. But it's an individual decision.
I'd let the school make the first move. That way you might have some recourse you can take.
Well, I mean, a lot of these schools are saying you got to get the test, but you know, there may be a way.
Where did I sign that said I had to be up on a COVID vaccination for something that doesn't affect me, really, in order to attend your school?
No, I agree. I mean, again, I'm happy that the school that I went to, I'm very surprised because they've they've been terminally woke these last few years, but UNC has said you don't have to get a vaccine. I would assume that there are going to be a lot of lawsuits coming down the pike with people like the young woman whose father called, who doesn't want to take it and says it could theoretically endanger her. And I mean, these are scary stories. You know, you read every day about a woman, I think in Utah, she took the vaccine. She had three kids, and she's now paralyzed. But again, I mean, I read the stories. However, there are millions of people getting this vaccine every day. So how dangerous is it? I mean, I could be killed tonight driving on I-95 back to Palm Beach. You know, anything can happen to you. That's life. I mean, it's part of life. 844-500-4242. Last summer, I had a dental emergency, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but was reminded yet again of what a perfectionist Dr. Bruce Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best at all times. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're still in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city for whatever reasons. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, right off a major highway. Parking is plentiful, and parking is free. It's an easy walk to the Perfect Smiles office. I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols Perfect Smiles has taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles, and believe it or not, many of the protocols have made it an even more pleasant experience to go to the dentist. You don't want to mess around with your dental health. If you get gum disease, your teeth start falling out, it's just you're in a world of hurt, and it's very expensive, too. Take care of your mouth. Take care of your smile. To see for yourself what Dr. Bruce Houghton can do and to get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. You can also see my video at perfectsmiles.com. I'll be going to Perfect Smiles when I get back to New England later on this week. Maybe you'll see me up there a week after next. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Taylor, I wish you the best tonight as you watch The Address.
Thank you. That means a lot.
I trust you'll be out of your car before you hear the dulcet tones of Dementia Joe, because otherwise you might drift off and drive into a tree.
That's right. Yeah, I'll be safe at home on the couch.
Good. That could even be dangerous. You could fall into a coma and fall off the couch.
I could spill an ice cube.
That's true. Anything can happen. Anything can happen in life. Maureen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maureen.
Hi, Howie. I'm a nurse, and I see many patients every day, and I'm going to tell you this vaccine is dangerous. It's not even a vaccine. This is an experiment, and we are the human trials.
I understand, Maureen, but most people aren't getting sick. I mean, the vast majority of people are not getting sick, right?
I wouldn't say that. There's a lot of side effects, and I hear it every day. Pregnant women are miscarrying. Another nurse colleague of mine, she had a seizure. She was in the hospital for several days after getting her second shot. These are people who are middle-aged with no health problems.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but, you know, you could have a bad reaction to any kind of vaccine. I mean, I just got I think I've mentioned it before. I got a shingles shot after I got the COVID vaccines. I had more of a reaction to the shingles shot than I did to the vaccine. But, you know, if the alternative in that case, I'm more concerned with shingles than I am with COVID. And I was willing to take that that bad night to inoculate myself for another year or so against shingles.
The difference is the shingles vaccine has been around and it's been tested on humans and animals. This particular shot, I don't even call it a vaccine, we are the human clinical trial.
Well, are you being mandated as a nurse to get the shot or not?
Many are. Many are feeling the force from administration to get this shot. And the nurses are being forced, and it's wrong. It's wrong. It's my body, my choice.
I agree. Right? I agree. I you know, the same people who said that 50 years ago, my body, my choice, now they're demanding that you get the vaccine. It's right. Yes, exactly. Thanks for the call, Maureen. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, I don't mean to pile on, but I think these universities and a lot of these corporations are more interested in herd mentality than herd immunity.
That's well put.
And, you know, we don't know what the 20-year situation will be with these vaccines, but I think this girl who is refusing is standing up to the culture that wants to impose wokeism on all of their students and get them to conform in every way they can.
I agree, Steve. But, you know, I made the decision. I want to be able to get on an airplane. I want to be able to have, when I get back to Boston, I want to be able to have my VIPs come in to the studio. And if I'm not vaccinated, that would have been more difficult. I mean, these are business decisions I'm making. These are decisions I'm making in terms of how am I going to get back and forth between Massachusetts and Florida if they decide that you have to have a vaccine? Can I afford to charter a private jet? No. Maybe I could once or twice, but not very often. Do I want to drive the 20 hours or whatever it is back and forth between Florida and Massachusetts? No. Call me a compliant sheep, but I'm choosing the path of least resistance. If I were a different age, if I were a different sex, if I had a different business, maybe I'd make a different decision. But I don't, but I'm not asking anyone to follow in my footsteps. I'm just telling you what I did. Thanks for the call, Steve. And I like that herd mentality rather than herd immunity. Joyce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joyce.
Oh, hi, Howie. Listen, I agree with the nurse. My husband's a doctor. He will not go near this vaccine. And I have to ask people, when they say they take the vaccine, what other non-FDA-approved medications do you take? You know, this is not FDA-approved. It is emergency use authorization, which is not even emergency use approval. And now about the colleges, my son's going to grad school in September, and his school fortunately is smart and said we cannot insist that incoming students take a medication that is not FDA approved. And what I would advise people to do if they have schools who are doing this to their kids is to write a letter either from themselves or from a lawyer asking the school what kind of insurance policy the school has. So if the student has any adverse reaction or needs any long-term medical care after they take this vaccine, are they going to cover that? Because
I believe all of the Massachusetts state schools are requiring it. And, you know, what are you going to do in Massachusetts? I mean, the Supreme Court in Massachusetts backed up the governor's unconstitutional edicts that he's been using to maintain these lockdowns.